Usually they'd say, "Cake by gravy, music all night."
What that?
"Cake by gravy, music all night."
That was the ultimatum, huh?
Yeah.
Some people have told me that those things really got out of hand, and they would take the groom, they'd get him out of the house, and they'd handcuff him to a street light downtown, yeah, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, they used to do that.
That's rough. You know, I did a lot, some interviewing in South Alabama, about 10 of these interviews, and I never got a single person who knew what a serenade was.
Well,
I guess they didn't have them in that part of the country.
They had serenade or chivalry.
Right. Didn't know what that was. Never heard of it.
Well, I say. I just never did carry that on, probably.
That's not to say that they were any more polite or civilized. It just never got started, I guess. But I've, you know, run into it a lot here in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Does that still go on?
Yeah, I guess it does. I hear of some of the pranks they pull sometimes. Mm. Usually it's something to their car now.
I see. Say if maybe there was a party going on and it got a little bit out of hand, maybe a neighbor called the police, and when the police came over, they didn't arrest just one person, they arrested the
whole bunch.
Or maybe if you're having a party, if there's some music going, the couples will get out and begin to
dance.
Do you know, do you remember any dances? Did you ever do much dance?
Not too much.
Can you recall any of the ones that you did? The names?
No, I couldn't. We have.
Say if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 school
closes
or
out for the day.
Or say if school has been out for summer vacation and it's toward the end of summer vacation, you might say something like, "Well, when does school
open?"
Or talking about school, maybe if a boy left home to go to school, but he never got there on purpose, you'd say that he did what?
Hooky.
Played hooky.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
No.
Never did. Or you say that a person goes to school to get an
education.
And after kindergarten, a child would go into the
grade school,
and he begins with the
beginner.
Is there any particular, all the beginners are in the
first grade?
What about those things that a child sits behind in the school?
Yes.
And if you got a whole room full of them, you say you have about 30 or 40.
Children.
And each one.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you about the names of a few buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go down to the
library.
And if you had to stay overnight in a town, you'd stay at the
hotel. Or motel.
Or if you had to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
And if you got really sick, you might have to go into the...
What?
If you got really sick, you might have to...
Hospital.
And at the hospital, the woman who takes care of you, she's the...
Nurse.
Or say if you wanted to see a play or a movie, you'd go to the...
Theater.